Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The left fielder, Otto Denning. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Houston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Houston. And now, play ball. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau strikes out. Two outs. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming takes first base on ball four. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hockett goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 1 in the game. Denning hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Doerr. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. Heath scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Denning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Lupien reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams scores. Lupien moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bagby strikes out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Denning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 2 in the game. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first, with Hewson covering, for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pesky moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming fields it and throws to third for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lupien hits a fly ball towards right. Heath catches it and throws to second to double up Williams. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grimes. The throw from Peacock and he is out, Pesky applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. Peacock hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bagby hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-for-3 in the game. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewson strikes out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner is hit by the pitch. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Oscar Grimes. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Heath moves to third. Fleming moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bagby hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath scores. Fleming moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-4 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Weatherly now playing center field. Orris Hockett now playing right field. Jeff Heath now playing left field. Ray Mack now playing second base. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lupien hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.